Hey, welcome back. This is the F1000 podcast. And listen, we will take sponsors. We are open for sponsorship. I am Chaps. I'm back again this week with Mike. We're here for the Qatar Grand Prix or the Qatar Grand Prix. We're going to bet $1,000 on the race tomorrow. It's a sprint weekend. Let's go.
Why do you have to do that? Why do you just have to enrage the seven people that watch us? Why do you do that? So I got to jump in quickly.
Yeah.
I got to jump in quickly because there's news coming out. I think it came out about an hour ago when we were still asleep.
While I was still sleeping.
Literally.
What's happening? What's going on?
So apparently F1 could mandate a minimum of 3 pit stops during the race on Sunday. And this is because of some tire wear issue that they just discovered following the first practice session at Lucille. So this is brand new news. We're going to have to try to factor this into our analysis somehow, Chaps, because the FIA...
Who's on it? Is Albert on it right now? Where are you seeing this?
I'm just reading a few different articles that have come up, but... So, it looks like the FIA and Pirelli are saying that putting mileage on some of the tire compounds could... Okay, this is they're talking... Some very technical stuff here, but could result in circumferential damage of the tires with subsequent air loss. Okay, the gist of what I'm reading is the curbs. So there's been a lot of talk about the new curbs that have been installed at the venue, and
yeah, they're less abrasive.
Yeah, well, apparently they're causing, I guess, the tires to collapse after 20 laps or so. So that's kind of a big deal. And so what they did was they delayed the start of the sprint today by 20 minutes because they want to fit in a 10-minute practice session. Apparently,
I'm seeing.
Oh, that's because. Oh, what they're doing is they're revising the track limits at two of the two. So
turns
12
and 13.
Yeah, two right-handers. Okay. Okay, and this is
so it's actually going to shorten the track. It looks like.
Yeah, I kind of noticed this actually because the racing line was taking them outside of the curb line essentially.
Well, this is the thing, dude. And I love oh man, who's the guy? Oh, who's the guy that does all the interviews with Haas right now? Fittipaldi?
Yeah.
I love his point. If they put a wall there, the racing line is not taking you into the wall. The racing line is taking them into the curb because they all cheat and exploit as much as they can of the track.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I don't think you touched on it, but the last time, we've only been here once. When we were here last time, the curbs were a lot higher and they were a natural deterrent to going wide. Whereas this year, for some reason, they minimized the curbs. So everyone's just using them. And I guess
They minimized them because they were puncturing. They punctured the tires on them or something.
But that's the point. Then don't go over the curbs. Then the racing line is on the track, not the curb. I love Fittipaldi's perspective. If it's a natural deterrent, the drivers won't use it. They'll exploit the fastest line that doesn't damage their car. Whereas the way the track is so far this weekend, I guess it's the worst of both worlds because the drivers think that the fastest line is to use it, but then it's also killing the tires.
Yeah. I don't, it doesn't seem, so I'm, maybe we factor this in again to our analysis in some way, but so you change the track limits at those two turns, but that doesn't extend the tire life on the track over 20 laps. This is still going to be a three stopper, I guess, right? Is that...
Well, so Albert's picked it up and he's got a post here in English, which is awesome. Thank you, Albert.
Sweet.
And the number four is they're going to test it during that 10-minute little practice familiarization session. But they're going to wait to see if that problem's still evident. And if it is evident, then they're going to employ the three pit stops and give each team an extra 2 set of tires.
Okay.
So they have 22 tires instead of 20.
So they're not planning on introducing any extra sets at the moment. There's no extra sets going into the pool at the moment, but maybe.
Unless they do this pit stop. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Well, let's bring that back to the teams because we like to start with the teams. Does that level the playing field and maybe ruin any advantage that a team that manages their tires better because now they all have to come in 3 times anyways? And I'm looking at Mercedes.
Yeah, I mean, I would imagine that that probably hurts Mercedes the most out of the top four teams, we'll call it.
It just takes away, like, their advantage over Ferrari is laps 20 to 40 on a stint. And if they're
Yeah.
going to say, well, you got to pit after lap 20, like, where's that
Well,
advantage go?
with the changes that they made to, it looks like the floor going into Suzuka, you could argue that that advantage on extending tire life doesn't exist for Mercedes anymore, though. So ironically,
Because Ferrari's looked, yeah.
right? Like we've always been saying, like, prove it to us. I mean, Fred Vasseur,
Yeah.
the team, they throughout the year were adamant that they were getting on top of the tire problem, but we kept seeing it prop up. And I think that they were struggling a little bit in Singapore, but they brought this update, the floor update, to Japan. We were on them last time that we made our bets, and they proved, I think, to everybody that they were able to maintain race pace at the end of their stint. And Leclerc was holding off both of the Mercedes. Like, he ended up extending his delta that he had at the end of that race, even though they were fighting. So I don't think that I think I would say that the tire wear situation going into, like you said, which is going to be a relatively abrasive track, is maybe relatively even. And I would say now, maybe the advantage is with those teams that get in and out of the pits effectively. Because this is, like, I think it's like the third longest pit loss of the season. So if you
That's an
go,
interesting
you
point.
usually I see, I, this is like, this is getting into the weeds, but when you look at, like, fastest team pit stops, like, I'm gonna objectively look at the bet,
All
how
right,
they
I'm gonna
lay
put
out
the
the
brakes
props,
on
right?
because we're gonna do the.
Yeah.
We got to get to the weeds later.
Yeah.
Let's stay high.
No,
I like where you're
but
going, but yeah.
listen, like, this is my team, this is the team perspective on things, is when you look at team pit stops. So Red Bull, immediately, they're usually the fastest. Ferrari and
Do you work for
McLaren. I'm just saying,
DHL? Are you a DHL
buddy,
employee?
I would. I feel like I do sometimes, because I'm always talking up the fastest team pit stop. So listen, getting in and out of the pits, though, that those precious seconds, Mercedes is not up there. So if they have no tire advantage and they are generally, like, back with the midfield or even further back in terms of their pit stop times, and you mandate a three stopper, then advantage to Ferrari, McLaren, and Red Bull in the team game, essentially. That's all I'm saying. That's a very high level way of looking at things if the three stopper comes into play.
Advantage to Red Bull and McLaren. I don't think you could loop Ferrari into a good basket for pit stops. Like,
Well,
come on,
okay,
man.
timing, you could for timing. Like, if you
Come
look at
on,
some of
man.
the data for timing. And
Yeah,
Chaps,
we're, are we like
you
three
have to
races
admit.
removed from them not having a tire ready to go?
Yeah,
That's
that's a
time.
different, no, that's different from, that's their
That's 9 seconds.
preparation, we'll call it. That's preparation, we'll call it.
That's 9 seconds in the
Preparation,
pit is what it
it's,
is.
yeah, I know, that's fair. But they've been better.
But
We have
I
to
hear you,
admit,
though.
strategy, they've been better. Strategy, they've been better. Preparation, they've been better, generally.
I think it's fair to
And
say that week in, week out, it's Red Bull or Mercedes gets the DHL fastest pit stop
McLaren,
for
not
a few
Mercedes.
years.
Not
Sorry,
Mercedes. Not Mercedes. Yeah. Yeah.
yes. McLaren, Red Bull or McLaren for like the past 3 years, it's been one of those two.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, but we're in the weeds. We're in the weeds,
We're not
man.
in the weeds, though. This is helping to support, if it's a three stopper, if it's a mandated three stopper, then and tire wear isn't going to be making a difference between. So what do we think from a tire management perspective? But let's maybe we'll take a step back and talk about that. So this is an abrasive track. You've got the lack of mechanical grip that results from blowing sand onto the track. It takes a bit of time for the track to rubber in, but there's a high degree of track evolution. And so we know, and actually, well, let's go back to the layout of the track itself. It's a lot of high speed and medium speed corners. There's a lot of lateral tire stress anyway, right? And certainly if they're identifying a problem with, like, the actual integrity of the tires after 20 laps, we know that that's going to factor in to the race itself. So tire management is going to be key, without a doubt. And we just saw, we went through this in Japan. We just did it. And the teams that survived in the end were Red Bull, McLaren, Ferrari. George did his, like, crazy two stopper that, or one stopper that didn't work out. I don't see anybody, if they mandate a three stopper, then you're not going to see different strategies. So it's just going to be on balance
That's a good point.
who manages their tires the best, right?
And they're going to
Who
give
has the
everyone
most
two
life.
fresh shots. Yeah, there's not going to be any difference in like, oh, we kept, because there was teams yesterday that didn't use a new set of softs, and was it Ferrari that didn't use a new set of softs in Q1? Like, teams were already playing the tire
Well,
saving
it
game.
was Mercedes was doing it, weren't they? I think it was, I thought it was Mercedes.
There was
Or
someone.
no, they came, so
I think
yeah,
it
no,
was
yeah, they did. They tried to do it on mediums, I think, in Q1. I think they, or did they do it on
something like
mediums? I
that.
can't remember. Yeah.
The only thing, like, high level with the teams, the only thing, and I don't know if actually, well, to let the people know, there are no team match bets right now and no group betting, so we're gonna find some ways to find the teams. But what I liked about Mercedes for no other reason than they're the only team that has both cars, well, a little bit higher than where they should be, but like both cars are performing this weekend.
Yeah.
Because the other top four, everyone's so split. So it's like, I get your point on the cars and what they're good at. And I like the Ferrari, but you've got Sainz down in 12th. And then Red Bull, you've got Checo down in 13th. And even the McLarens are split. And like, don't even get me started on 2 seconds slower Lance Stroll.
Yeah, so I think that allows us to maybe focus on some of the individual finishing position bets versus the team bets that we normally like to make. I
Yeah.
think it makes sense that the reason they're not on the board could be because they're trying to factor in this whatever directive is going to come out from the FIA and from Pirelli, but maybe it's because the teams are so splintered that they just have a tough time establishing odds at this point. Maybe that's part of it. I have no idea why the book wouldn't have group betting, wouldn't have team betting, and wouldn't have the match bets between the drivers at this point. Maybe that's part of it. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. Do they have them? They don't have them for the sprint. Oh, the sprint, they would need the grid order first. That makes
Yeah, they need
sense.
the grid order.
There are. Wait, are these new, Mike? Both cars podium points in top six, or were those there this morning when you looked? Are they? Are were
They
we
were they
getting?
were no no, they
They're
were
not getting
there.
sprinkled in. They were there.
No,
Okay.
they were there.
Well, is most team points Red Bull? If Mercedes, we've done this math a number of times. Like, if Mercedes doesn't hold on to the 2-3, then Max winning the race gets Red Bull the most points. Is that something that, before we move off of the teams, I'm interested in that, and I'm interested in maybe looking at double top six after this category.
What's the double top six pay?
I haven't looked at that yet, but the most team points for Red Bull is -125. Now Mercedes is plus
Yeah.
money, but I think you gotta go with Max winning this race, and then the Mercedes not finishing 2-3.
I think just
Would
based on
give
what we've
Max the most points,
already
right?
talked about. Okay, so let's think about it. So you picked McLaren to finish on the podium in the sprint. Do you see two McLarens on the podium here? I mean that Finish
Well,
starting
that's
six and
tough. I
ten.
mean, I
Starting six
when I
and ten is
picked,
difficult. Yeah.
it's difficult, and this is a tough
Yeah.
track to pass on. And when I picked that for the sprint, the shootout hasn't happened, so there's a chance they start 2-3. I mean, that was a big part of why. Because they proved to me in practice one and in the first qualifying sessions, they have the pace. They're the second fastest car on this grid. Everyone was struggling with track deletions. But once you get to the race, they don't delete your lap. You get like five warning or three warnings. Like, guys
Yeah.
they can do that fast lap and go a little wide in the race and keep that pace that they've shown.
If
McLaren
they,
is the second fastest car.
and if they make these changes at 12 and 13, there might be less of a chance that they're going to have a track
Yeah, but it
limits
was
problem
five.
anyway, right? Like,
That is a good point. It was five and
yeah.
six that kept
It was five
catching
and
both
six for them,
McLarens
yeah.
out.
Yeah.
Yeah, on the exit of five.
Well, I'll say this. I mean, it seems like the major opportunity. So it is a difficult track to pass on, like you said. And it seems like the major opportunity to do that is on the straight, right? So you need the straight line speed. I would say
Yeah.
advantage Red Bull, obviously for that reason. I would say advantage Ferrari because of how focused they've been on increasing straight line speed. McLaren v Ferrari in that regard. I mean, it seems like they're still kind of draggy, but McLaren was looking relatively quick in a straight line too.
I consider those two to be very similar in straight line. To me, it's Red Bull's the
Yeah.
fastest straight line. McLaren and Ferrari are very close, and then Mercedes is still the draggiest out of the top four.
Yeah, I would still, I think it looks like, well, let me see if I can get the data on it, but it still looked like Ferrari was quicker. Well, was that? I don't know. Let me see if I can find the data on the straight itself. Let me
Let's
see if
think
I can
about this
find that.
though. So if Mercedes gets a 2-4 split, so someone sneaks in, I mean that is that the best day? I mean if they finish 2-3, they get most points. 2-4 gives them 30 points. Max gets 25 for winning, so we do need Checo then to get into the points. Or do we
So
take the
you
flip
can't.
side and no, because
Do you
we're kind
take
of
it up?
starting with Mercedes
No.
isn't the bet,
Yeah.
right?
I don't. We couldn't. We're not gonna. We have to fade. I think we have to fade Mercedes in the positions that they're in, right? Just based on what we've talked about. I think so, right? Like, I
And they're
don't.
not,
That
well, they're
seems like the
not there from
direction we're going
pace.
in. No. And
How
that's a good.
hilarious, really quickly, how
Yeah.
hilarious was the post qualifying? Like, Lando, we're going to interview you. Oh, no, actually, no, not Lando. Oscar, we'll interview you. And then mid interview, we're actually just, did you know about that, Oscar, that you were under investigation? Okay, well, you're in sixth. So, is
Yeah,
Lewis
we don't
around?
care. Yeah, where's Lewis?
Yeah.
My God.
Both cars top six, Mercedes minus 250. McLaren minus 150, which is interesting because Lando's in 10th. Red Bull plus 100. So they don't see. Vegas sees the Mercedes staying up there.
Yeah. I
At
don't see
least in
them
the
staying
top
up.
six.
I don't see them staying up there, though.
Dude, who gets them out of the top six? The Alpines? Don't tell me the Alpines.
No,
You're
I mean,
looking
it's
at Lando
possible.
coming from 10th.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think Alonso stays up there, right? If we're talking about pace.
Man, like
Like
that's a
if there's
tough one
racing
too,
and
though.
it's not just like a it's not just, you know, safety cars and shit happens and Alonso still just stays there. If it's pace, Leclerc should get Alonso, Piastri should get Alonso. But Norris
Yeah.
from 10th? I
Why
don't
was
see them.
Aston
I don't see the
Martin so
Mercedes falling
quick?
out of the top six, man.
Do you have any speed trap data for
Like, no,
Aston
because that's
Martin?
an FP2 thing, and we don't.
Yeah, we didn't get it.
No one got it. Like, no, the FP1 was such a mixed session too with the wind and everything. It was. There's like no data that came out of it.
Man, they were
The sprint's tough for everyone.
like fast, man.
The
Like they
Aston
were
Martin?
fast on Yeah, on straights, which makes no sense. Like just seeing, looking at some of the car performance data and the gap to Red Bull.
I'm just going to do a quick because I think we should get into drivers. When we talk
Yeah.
Aston Martin, I'm not betting on Stroll. So if we're talking Aston
No,
Martin,
no,
we're
no.
getting into single driver options.
Yeah. I agree.
But before we do, both cars' points finish. Red Bull's minus 350, Mercedes 334. I think he goes top six if you're going to go on the Mercs. Ferrari minus 188. Alpine plus 150 for them to hang on to both cars. But I don't think I want to put a bet on both cars in the Alpine.
No, not a chance.
For the top 10, no.
Not a chance, no. I mean, I minus 188
Well,
for
before
Ferrari, both cars to finish in the points. I mean,
you got signs coming
that's
from 12.
12. So he's got to get two positions, and he's down with
Oddly, and I'm on the
Scott.
fence with it, but it is my biggest concern for signs, the fact that Checo might just pass him and then kind of be a bottleneck. Sainz gets the benefit of starting ahead of Checo.
Okay, so let's
Like, is
we've
this going to
got
be what race was it where we saw Leclerc and Checo like battling in 13th and it cost them both a bunch of time and all they needed to do was move up? Was one of the do you remember that happening? It's very vague in my
Yeah, I
head.
do. I do.
Like, is that going to happen with Carlos and Sergio where maybe only one of them gets into the points because they just fought each other in 12th the whole day?
Well, okay, here okay, so there's two positions in this top 10. Like those two Alpines don't make sense where they are. I guess this is what's confusing me at this
I'd say
track.
the Romeo too. I know you like Alfa Romeo for
Well,
some
no, so
reason.
I don't like Alfa Romeo, but what I do like Bottas on, man, if you look back at this guy, he does well on these tracks. I don't know what it is. Like he is good in low grip like situations for whatever reason. You can even think back to Bahrain, actually. Just like think about his first drive of the year when that car was, I mean, it hasn't really been developed all that much anyway, but like Bottas snuck into the top 10 And at the time, they were nowhere on race pace at that point. But he just seems to extract the most, like bring him to the Middle East, put him on like a sandy track. I don't understand. Like, I would actually, we could look at individual bets for him because he does things with that car that, well, not just, sorry, not with the, he's had a history of doing this with Mercedes too. You can look back to some of his finishes. Like, he's looked strong at these tracks in the desert where people deal with like the struggling track evolution, low mechanical grip. He, for whatever reason, seems to thrive. I don't understand why, but that is a characteristic of his driving style. So I wouldn't say let's count him out completely. I will count out Gasly and Ocon. Because,
I agree with you there. Are you?
yeah.
That was really well said. I'm like, we're not betting on an Alfa Romeo. I'm sorry.
No, but I'm
I'm
saying
not. No, I'm not sorry.
bet around them though. Like, don't, let's not pretend like he's going to drop out of that top 10 or at least threaten to be P11 to P9. Because it's not, I don't think it's realistic to say that he's going to come out.
He's gonna finish in P15.
He'll be in P15 after lap one, 100%. Because I've never seen a guy be worse at starting, especially in the midfield. Like, I mean, he's going to bring the car home, which is great, but he'll drop like three positions. And then he's going to, like, his final stint, he'll just be like P11, 100%. Is there
Yeah,
finishing position? Can we just get
maybe.
exact finishing position, right?
Exact P11
Yeah,
Bottas.
exact P11. Okay, either way. So this is a whole track
The
where,
Alpines suck though.
yeah, so high speed and the straights are literally the bread and butter. If you're going to make a pass on this track, you're not doing it. And there's like very few slow and medium speed. Well, there's medium speed, but there's no slow speed corners. That car, from what I understand, generally better in the slow and medium speed stuff, not as good, not nearly as good in the high speed and the straights. And so you've got all of these superior cars starting behind them. Like, they're gonna go backwards. There's no way they're not. Like, Lando's going ahead. Yuki Tsunoda might be going ahead because that's a car that looks pretty good in the high speed stuff. It looked decent, right? It looked decent
I
in
actually,
Suzuka,
I'm coming around.
right?
I'm coming around on the
It looked,
AlphaTauri.
man.
Whatever they
It
brought
looked
in
decent.
Singapore, and like it's a race car now somehow.
So you go car. So Lando's going up. Yuki can fight for like a top 10 position. Carlos is going to go up, I have to imagine. Checo's going up. And the only people going down are the Alpines, and maybe we've talked about it, but we think maybe the Mercedes are going back too.
So we started that train of thought with the Ferraris in the top 10. I really like that. And minus 188.
Minus 188.
I like it. I don't know if I really like it, but I like it. Because the Alpines come out, I would say at this point, Bottas comes out of the top 10. And I don't think Tsunoda is going to hold up Sainz.
No,
He might take him out.
he could take him out, but it's
Oh,
unlikely
now I
though
got
that
sunrise.
he's
I think
going
I
to
got
be.
to close my
Yeah,
I'm going to close my
close.
window. That's too bright, eh?
It's too much.
Nice. Least they have shorts on this week.
Okay.
Is McLaren both in the top 10?
There's no way
What
that's
feels
going to be.
more guaranteed to you, McLaren or Ferrari?
McLaren.
It's minus 250 to minus 188. And let's not let the one to the two make us think that that's a big difference. That's not that
Okay.
big of a difference.
Yeah. So, I mean,
We're
the
talking
opposite.
what, 64 points? Like,
Yeah. McLaren top 10. So both cars top 10 is the better bet, without a doubt.
I think so, and I don't think that's too much value to leave off the table.
No, okay, put that down. But put the Ferrari down too. Well, I'm not going to take two car bets. That doesn't make any sense to me,
No.
right? But
But you know what? This actually is a great segment or a segue to the drivers. Let's start talking drivers. And I'm going to stay right here because I like the line on Charles Leclerc to stay in the top six. He starts in fifth. Guess that line. What would you think that line should be?
to finish in top six. So he's five. To stay in the top six is a, it's got to be a minus money line. Maybe it's like a minus 150?
110. I actually thought you were going to go higher, to be honest. You kind of ruined my point there. But like that, to me, that's like a minus 250 starting in fifth and in a fast race car.
It's almost even money.
They're saying that for that to lose, the Alpines get him. Plus Alonso stays up. Like, I think he gets Alonso. And then Piastri can come in. Norris can come all the way in. I don't think the Alpines come in. Like, something has to go wrong for him to not be in the top six, I think. And we don't bet around something going wrong.
No. I completely agree. So I made this point in my hot pick because I think that Leclerc has the pace to end up, I think I picked top two in the sprint. He's got to qualify to do that, which is, this is like super aggressive, right? But my point
Now realizing both of our bets, hot picks can't win unless it's Leclerc. No.
That's okay.
McLaren.
Yeah. Imagine that would be unreal.
In that case, we left so much money on the table, not taking like an exact podium or something.
No, I know. That's crazy. So my point on Leclerc in the night sessions. So they were quick in FP1 in what I would argue would be theoretically difficult conditions for the Ferrari. So it was really windy, which we know that the car has struggled with. And it was really hot, right? So we know, like, a lot of the times they have a difficult time keeping those tires in the right window. But they looked the second fastest to Max. They looked good. They looked quick. Then when the temperature went down for qualifying. Third fastest. Well, it was...
McLaren.
McLaren was only on the hard, so it's hard to tell, right? But they looked at least competitive. They looked competitive on one lap pace, which is not a surprise, obviously, right? But, and then when the temperature went down and so qualifying was difficult for them. And maybe this is the wrong way to think about it, but I feel like I have confidence that they might be able to fix these issues that they saw through some setup changes. But the temperature went down. Sainz was really struggling because that car, I guess, like when they started losing tire temperature, the car became really like oversteery. That's what he was saying in his interview after. My understanding in the whole Leclerc-Sainz dynamic is that one of the reasons Leclerc has been struggling compared to Sainz is that because of these setup changes that they've been making and some of the development direction of the car, it's become more understeery, which is more of a Sainz direction for the car to move in because it's more conservative versus like hyper aggressive instead of that snappy.
So anecdotally that makes a lot of sense because since they brought those upgrades, like Sainz was back-to-back pole, the car seems to be suiting Sainz. And when I think about Leclerc mistakes, specifically the castle section in Baku, he needs a car that snaps into that turn.
Yeah. And if it's a little further back.
And if it's understeery, no. I'm saying like years back, just Leclerc wanting a car to be snappy and oversteer rather than those. When he crashes into that castle section, that's an understeer.
Yeah.
All three times that he's gone into that wall.
That's his driving style. He's like a hyper aggressive superhuman.
Yeah.
He's like Max in the sense that they both want like a really snappy front end.
Does he want to be oversteer? Max? Yeah.
Well, no, it's just, if you're an elite driver, you're able to like, there's the, so the other end of the spectrum is like the Fernando Alonso's, the Carlos Sainz's of the world that are kind of like managing your pace through corners type of thing, right? Because you want the understeer essentially. But that's what
happened. They could be in a drift car.
Yeah.
You'd just be drifting around.
Kind of. Realistically, based on at least
Sainz. Carlos Sainz Sr. Really he's a rally car driver. Exactly.
He's spent a lot of time in rally cars, right? So what Sainz was saying to me is that the car in the lower temperatures, well, I mean, it's still really hot, but certainly like different temperatures than you saw during the daytime sessions, gravitated toward Leclerc's driving style, which I think is going to be, that's part of the reason why there's probably a bit of a fade on him not to stay in the top six, is the books are thinking Leclerc has been struggling, he's been fighting the car, but I would argue that we're actually going to see conditions on Sunday under the lights that finally bring the car back into a window that he feels comfortable with. So because
all the dust and sand will naturally make it a little understeery, which would help Leclerc. No,
it's going to make it more oversteery. That's my point. It's going to be a bit more oversteery at that point because of the temperature changes.
That is your point. That is the point. I think the sand would do the opposite.
No, the sand. So as the track, so you have to keep this in mind. As the track continues to evolve, so they have a session in the morning, right? So they've got, you get the race session.
There's no feeder series here this week, though. So
Oh,
yeah,
there's
they're gonna
no.
do all this today. Is it not just gonna get sandy overnight? Like
No, that's true.
there's no
Okay.
F2, there's no
But they'll clear.
GP that's gonna
Yeah,
clear it up in the morning.
they're gonna clear the track, though. It's okay. So I mean, it's a 60, what is it, 60 lap race or something like that, right? So they're gonna
Eventually, yeah.
clear the
Yeah.
track. Yeah, they're gonna clear the track. It's gonna evolve very quickly. So I would say that those final two stints that you're gonna see, because we're thinking there's gonna be three stops, you're gonna get a like an oversteery. The car's gonna become more oversteery, which suits Leclerc more, and he's gonna be comfortable in those final two stints in a way that we haven't seen him very comfortable yet. So I like, if we're talking about the two Ferrari drivers to maintain position or to gain position, I like Leclerc over Sainz because of this change that likely is going to happen with tire temps, with track characteristics that I think are going to suit him more. And we know that the car has enough pace to stay in the top six. So I'm like, I actually really like that bet.
I really like it, and I like it for the line.
Okay. Well, you like it for the line. That's a good point too. I don't like, I think that there's a bit of a fade that's happening from the books inherently because of the perceived, like this perception that the car is moving away from Leclerc's driving style when we might happen to get some environmental characteristics that actually do the opposite, that move the car back into a window that he feels comfortable with. So I'm
Yeah,
interested in that.
I agree with you there.
Yeah.
If they don't bring in this new directive and don't force people to take three pit stops, does that ruin your entire thinking about Ferrari?
I don't think so
I don't know if it
because,
does for me, but I think
yeah.
it's worth talking asking the
Yeah.
question.
I don't think so. So it's going to be a two stopper. So
Because
if
we
it's
don't
not
know.
if it's not a nailed on three stopper, it's going to be a two stopper, right? And I don't know if you've read, so some of Vasseur's comments in, well, okay, Singapore, he mentioned it, but they definitely talked about it after Japan. Like they were saying things like we were too conservative with our tire management in the race. Like they're saying that they, and they're like, obviously you would be because you've struggled the entire season dealing with this deg issue.
You have 10 races telling you your tires.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
So like you're always going to come in on the more conservative end of the spectrum in terms of your strategy, but then like it seems like they probably really have made some strides, right? So
Yeah.
I if it's a two stopper or if it's a three stopper, like I still give them an advantage over Mercedes, I think. It's going to depend on how well those two
We don't
cars
even need.
operate. Like that's, we have to
We don't
worry about it.
even.
Like we don't need to worry about
No, we
that.
don't even need him to get the Mercedes. If he
No.
gets some gravy,
Yeah. Can
we
he
don't
get
need him to
along?
do
Like
anything.
we don't need him to do anything.
Just
He could get
don't
Alonso.
crash.
Yeah, he could get Alonso. Like realistically, he should
Yeah.
be able to, right?
I think he gets Alonso off the start or early, and then it's like, okay, just settle into fourth, Charles. You know? Make sure
Think
you
he
got
does.
four tires when you come into the pits.
Well, that's always a risk, right? But I'm not afraid. So I'm not afraid to bet on Ferrari. I'm
I'm
not
not
afraid to bet
afraid.
on Leclerc. I'm not afraid to bet on Ferrari. I'm not afraid to bet on Leclerc at this point. That's just, I guess, maybe
Well,
the
to loop it
summary of
back,
all
I
of
like
that.
the comp. I don't know if I would do both Ferraris in the top 10 and have Leclerc, but that's why I liked the segue of like maybe we do both McLarens in the top 10 and then our Ferrari is we have Leclerc in the top 6. Because again, we don't
Yep.
have the team match bets this week. Sorry,
Yeah.
folks, but
Oh, yeah.
everyone knows we love those.
We do. We love them. We love them. Did you look? Have you looked
You've
at
got me really thinking.
combination podium at all or no?
I haven't. That would be in the weeds, Mike. Let's stay focused on single drivers.
No, what do you mean? We don't
I'm just con.
usually, don't we do combination podium first before we get into the single driver bets?
No.
We haven't done that?
No, combination's a weeds bet. But I'm also looking in the weeds already too. I'm not. It's not your fault.
You're already in the weeds. What the fuck, man? Are you
It's not
kidding
your
me?
fault. I'm exploring.
And
I'm exploring. Popping my
I
head
like what
out.
I'm, yeah, I'm like, I like what I see here because like if we want to implement like some fades on Mercedes, if we would like to do that, so
I don't think I'd like to do that.
will Max and George finish on the podium? Do you think George is going to finish four from two? Realistically, maybe he could. That's a plus money bet.
That's a coin toss in my head. Dude, I could
Okay.
easily see the Mercedes just, I don't know, one of them's probably on the podium.
Yeah,
Like
you think they could
probably,
just
right?
manage the
How many
entire?
races is just a Merc? A Merc's just in P3.
Yeah, I mean, it's, I know.
Or like they're not the fastest car, they probably don't deserve it. Like how many races? Every race this year? Just like, oh yeah, Lewis was on the podium. Yeah, George made a podium. But the whole race was about the McLaren. We don't need to be on the Mercedes, but I don't think it's smart to say the Mercedes is dropping way down. And they have two cars up there, so they do have the benefit.
I know.
They're the only team with two cars. If this becomes three stops, that's an inherent benefit to have two cars there
Yeah.
to manage three different pit stop cycles.
No. Okay. I agree where you're coming from. Like, I don't wanna fade them too aggressively just because of track position. I think you're right. Like on a we know, because on a track that's difficult to pass, despite the fact that they might not have the straight line speed to fight off some of those faster cars, like you still think
They
that they're
don't
probably
have.
gonna hold a position up there,
Well,
one of them.
I think one of them's on the podium. They don't let you say, "Hey, does one team get one of their cars?" That would be such a nice bet to have. Give me that at -800. I'll take that every week. Just
Yeah,
pick
no.
one team to have a single driver on the podium.
-800. Yeah.
I
Okay.
don't know.
All right, no, okay.
Dude, there's no number of race leaders. I thought this was gonna be a snag. All this talk about three pit stops, like
Yeah.
definitely, there's just
Well,
gonna be 100 leaders in this
that's probably why
race.
it's not on the board, though, right? Like, if you think about it, it
Yeah.
makes total sense that they would take it off the board.
I clicked on it. It's in the sprint, and it was +400. I'm like, what the hell am I making? And then I saw sprint, but they don't have it for the race. Are we going weeds already? Is there? Let's see. Okay, hold on. Drivers, points finish. Who's out of the points that might have some decent odds to get into the points here? Nobody.
So you've got like the Alpine's
Nobody.
holding position, which I honestly God I wouldn't feel comfortable. Man, +120 for my boy Bottas.
I
I
just
know
don't
you
see
don't
it,
you
dude.
I know you don't want to take him. I think he, I honestly
The
I think
top
he's
10
gonna do it. I think he's gonna do it. It's
between
fine.
both Red Bulls should be there, both Ferraris should be there,
Yeah.
both Mercedes, both McLarens, and then Alonso stuck his nose in there. I don't think Bottas is the guy that, well, maybe he is. He the 10th guy? I
He's
don't
gonna be the
know.
guy, man. I tell you, he's gonna be the guy.
I don't know.
It's not worth a +120 flyer on him, obviously. It's not even
Well,
close to being the value
the
that it
book
should
has
be.
their,
Yeah.
yeah, the book has the turning point at the Alpines and then Bottas. Like the Alpines are both -163. They're saying, well, one of them's going to crash, so you guys pick which one you want to stay in the points. And I don't want to make that pick.
No, we're not doing that. Oh, God.
What about like, is it too crazy to look at like a Lando in the top six? No.
No.
Is this the sprint? I keep clicking on the sprint. Was that the sprint?
Stop doing that.
No, well, was it though? Hold on. Guitar Grand Prix. Guitar. Top six.
It's just guitar. Guitar. The Guitar
Someone
Grand Prix.
left a co someone commented that it's like guitar. People are just t teaching me how to talk, man. Hey, we started this podcast so that I could learn how to talk better.
You gotta learn how to
Thank you,
pronounce,
people. Thank
yeah,
you.
all the
Keep
names of
telling
the
me.
drive. You gotta pronounce all the names of the drivers, all the places that they race. This is good.
Yeah, Ocon. Get this, dude.
Good
Lando
call.
Norris is -400 to be in the top six.
Yeah, well, that's probably
From 10th.
fair. Well,
That's -400. They're going to be taking people's money.
no, I mean, he's probably gonna finish in the top six, man. Like, literally. They look unstoppable in the high speed
Yeah, I hate
corners,
that.
man. Like, I don't like they look really good.
I hate that
Why do
bet.
you
I
hate
wish
that?
that was. I just wish it was lower, a lower, shorter odds, or longer. I get confused when it's minus. Longer odds, I want.
You want longer odds for everything because you want a higher payout. What do you mean?
Yeah, I like the dogs. Come on, why is he not a dog? He's starting in 10th.
We're not looking at like fast. Like that's the weed. We're not getting into the weeds. Leader after lap
I don't like the
team.
fastest lap.
Man, like I don't. This is so confusing. Like, why does this exist, chaps? Leader after lap
What?
number team, and then Red Bull is just -225 again after 10 laps. Any Red Bull, like it's not even Max. I guess Max is probably the same. What would?
Is there any concern that Max wins the championship in the sprint and then is like
He doesn't
pissing
race.
himself hungover in the car tomorrow?
He doesn't race.
Just pulls over to the side and retires?
Imagine. No. I don't think I don't I don't see any risk of that happening.
No. If anything, he would bottle the sprint because I do think part of him doesn't want to win the championship on a sprint.
No.
He's been anti-sprint almost from the start.
Yeah.
And now he's going to win it because he got 3 points on a Saturday. He does. But then he put it on pole. It's not like he doesn't care. He's going to go win the sprint.
Chops, just hear me out here because this doesn't make any sense. This is another one of those things where I feel like I don't know what Bet365 is doing. This makes no sense, though. Okay, so I want to make sure that I'm looking at the right thing. This is the Qatar Grand Prix. So let's go leader after lap and win race. Okay, so leader after lap 10 and to win the race is Max Verstappen at minus 200. You're like, all right, that's pretty well like a guarantee.
Okay, yeah. So
even more odd is leader after lap number, just not to win the race, but just to lead. Like we talked about that last
time. It's 220, minus 225.
Yeah. It's minus 275 for Max Verstappen. Okay? Just wait, Max Verstappen. I know.
Any Red Bull.
Yeah, that's right. What? That doesn't make any sense. Because
I've already written down both. You get both Red Bulls and it's minus 225.
That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, why? How? Why? What are we missing?
I don't think we're missing anything. That doesn't make any sense at all. So Checo's not going to win. Or Checo's not going to be leading after lap 10. He's irrelevant.
Checo's irrelevant.
The point is, you get the same bet for 50 points longer. Like, that is the same thing. Leader after lap number team, Red Bull.
Yeah.
We're not missing
anything. And he doesn't have to win.
That's correct.
This other one with worse odds, he has to win.
And then you get both cars in this bet. Yeah. What the fuck is going on? Why?
I'm putting a star.
Why can't they? This is the second week in a row where they just can't set the odds for lap 10 properly.
Because they don't know, dude. No one's in the weeds like we're in the weeds. Are we in the weeds? We're in the weeds.
Phew. No. Now there's we are.
The transition.
Yeah. We're in the weeds now. We're in the weeds right now.
Yeah. Well, I'm putting a star. I like that.
Let's put like $500 on it or something stupid. Let's put like $1,000 on it. What's happening?
Is that our only bet?
What's happening? Why is this happening?
What is happening? That makes no sense.
Like that's the best bet that exists out there, that he's going to be leading the race after lap 10. So the irony is that the two cars that are behind him are the Mercedes. Like they're not going to get him. If it was the Ferraris, you might be like, oh, maybe the Ferraris might get him. Like maybe they get him quickly and then he gets it back. Like he wouldn't, nobody would hold it, but
to that point, the Ferraris might hold it for 10 laps like they did in Monza. Cause at least they have straight line speed.
Yeah.
Whereas the Mercs could, George could get him. He's not going to be able to hold him back.
No, he can't.
The first time back to the start finish, he's gone on the straight. I like it. I like it a lot.
Why does this keep happening?
Hi, Simon.
What else are we looking at?
You could hear him on the show last week.
Could you? He made a debut?
Yeah.
A debut?
Oh, yeah. Big time. The big debut.
The big debut.
Yeah. It's his big debut. Okay, so just for the sake of, I've got starred both McLarens in the top 10, minus 250, Leclerc in the top 6, minus 110, and the Red Bull to lead lap 10, minus 225. Let's take a look at the combo podium finishes.
Now he wants to get into the weeds because we're in him. We're in the weeds.
We're in the weeds now. Now I'm in the weeds. There's a time and a place, Mike.
We're in him.
And you really like looking for the nose on this type of thing. I see my eye was drawn to the same thing.
Like, I'm a big fade guy. I'm a big fade guy.
One of the concerns that I have, you started by saying fade Max and George, but they've got Max and Lewis at the exact same plus 100. So it literally is an even money, flip a coin, one of those Mercs is going to be on the podium. Guess which one. Now, recent history, longer history, 7 world championships, the Great Wall of Joy, everything says Lewis is probably the guy that's on the podium. Even if it comes down to the last lap, George will just go into a wall. And Lewis will get the podium.
That's true.
But I don't know. It's still a coin toss, man.
Yeah.
I don't love it. Tell me if I'm harping the coin toss theory too much, but I just don't love. We can avoid a 50-50 pick a driver.
Yeah, I think. I don't see any reason to do it. We don't need to do it. I don't.
No.
No. No, I don't. Okay. Give me a recap. What are we looking at right now? What do we have?
We've got three that I have starred because I wrote down the Ferrari's top 10, but I don't think we need that and the Leclerc. And
No.
I like McLaren to be in the top 10 better than Ferrari.
Definitely.
So we've got McLaren, both cars top 10 minus 250, Leclerc top 6 minus 110, and the Red Bull to lead lap 10 minus 225.
Do you want to find a flyer? Like, I don't, I'm good.
I'm good with these three, and then yeah, let's look for a flyer. We're in the weeds. Let's see if we can stumble on something. Drag your feet while we're walking around here.
Are you? I don't see any. So there's no forecast or anything like that, right? We can't bet for a podium right now. So that's
We are
kind of,
really handcuffed this
it's
week.
kind of
That's
shitty.
unfortunate.
Well, I don't care. You know what?
Yeah.
If they want to do that to us, then I'll dump on Red Bull to be leading the race after lap 10. I'll dump on that. I don't have a problem with that. I'll take it.
I
I'll
had
take it,
no
buddy.
problem with that.
It's just the strangest thing of all time.
He starts in the lead.
He
Yeah.
does. He does start in the lead.
How many laps did he lead in a row? Like 500 this year? From
Yeah.
Miami to when? Like
From Miami
to
to
like
Monza, was it?
Monza?
Yeah, literally.
Yeah. Like
What?
Oh man, we should have just been, imagine we were just dumping one race leader for those eight races. Like we were just like, we're gonna ride the wave. It'll lose it at one of these weeks, it's gonna lose, but we're gonna ride it until it does. Oh man.
Maybe we should have just been dumping on Max to be leading after lap 10 the entire time.
Yeah,
What
true.
is going on?
Oh.
All right.
Grand slam.
Find me something.
Yeah,
Well,
we.
it would have to be really good because I'm okay with just taking three bets and then just putting some money down on Max to be leading after lap. I put $600 on it.
That's more likely than Leclerc to stay in the top. That's the most likely bet.
I
Max to
thought
just be leading in lap 10.
is way more likely than both McLarens to finish in the points. So you have
Everything,
two
yeah.
cars that have
Way
to
more
race, and
likely.
they have to race an entire race. Is this going to be one of the, is this going to be a spa? Are we going to do a spa thing here? A spa moment where we just dump everything on one bet, and obviously
No.
the no,
No,
never
no, no.
mind.
We're never doing all in one bet
We got
again.
to
We get
diversify.
we need to diversify.
Okay. So how about this? How about this then? Find me, is there something that we can bet on? Where if that bet becomes compromised, that it opens up a window. It's not a hedge. It's like one of those like delicate hedges where there's some grid positions that we can deal
Yeah.
with, right?
I call him a little half hedge. To
It's a
be
little,
honest,
it's
the
a
three
half
bets
hedge.
that we have on the table are kind of inherently half hedging each other.
They are, because if the leader comes out, then another grid position opens up, which is good. We want that.
Right.
Is there like a podium thing? Podium finish.
They're just
Man.
like, we got to be on a single driver, and they're pretty protective of the lines.
Enhanced win only.
Top two.
It's yeah, these drivers, these
Yeah,
lines are
it's.
tough, right? Like, yeah, so it's just like 120 and 137. This is like, that's stupid.
Well, the lines are all indicating that for podium, it's like it's one of the Mercs, and you just have to pick which one.
Which I don't like at all.
I don't love it.
Okay, how about this, chaps? Okay, how about this? How about this? I got something.
Okay.
Maybe I don't have something. That's like, this is like a straight hedge to that. I don't know if we want a straight hedge. But you could straight hedge it by under 6 seconds winning margin plus 500. So if Max is not leading
That's
after
not
lap
really
10,
a hedge, though.
you don't. Yeah, well, that's kind of what we're looking for, though, right? Like, it's something that.
No, but I'm not sure it's relate. Like, it doesn't. I think it might be irrelevant to the top leading after lap 10. Like, he could take the lead in lap 12 and then still go build a 20-second because he just has the pace and he was
Well,
biding his time.
no, I'm like, what scenario is he not leading after lap 10? The only scenario that exists is some sort of mechanical failure. Really, right? Like, what? Who's. We just
And then
talked
you're
about it.
saying whoever else wins the race,
Is not winning,
it's at least
yeah, is
under
not
6 seconds.
running away with the race at that point. Like the
Yeah, what's the
Mercedes,
line?
it's plus 500.
That's an interesting flyer. I like that it's like technically alive right to the end.
Even
and does three pit stops, does that help bunch
I
up?
I don't know. Maybe.
I don't know what that would do.
That's a legitimate like fade.
I like that as a flyer.
Yeah.
I like that as a flyer. Little $50 wins you $250 if Max just doesn't run away with it. And if he does run away with it, we've got bulk on him that he had that lead at lap 10.
Leading after lap 10, yeah.
Is it worth looking at a Williams to DNF? There's no walls, which is tough. But they both went off the track.
It's always worth
it. It's so windy.
It's always worth it.
It's so windy.
What's that?
High-speed corners is not what the Williams does. It's only plus 225. Sorry, plus 250.
I think I would rather take the plus 500. It's not the...
Yeah, I like the plus 500, I think.
Okay, is there any... Okay, so let's look... Okay, so longer than plus 500.
So that was under 6 seconds, right?
Yeah.
And we're due for one of these winning margins to come around.
It's not random, but it kind of, there is an element of randomness to it for sure.
Yeah. End of first lap position. Is there any nice odds for someone to get gobbled up?
Classified as last finisher. I'm dialed in on that, baby.
You're looking for Magnussen again?
He could easily be, he's plus 225. He could easily finish last. I don't know.
He could easily finish last.
He's never driven here. He's essentially looked completely lost the entire weekend. His car.
But he brings the car home.
Yeah. Now, actually, I would say, ironically, a mandatory three-stop race helps them, probably, right? Like,
because they're going to make three or four stops anyways.
Yeah. So maybe that actually kind of.
Like, he's got to come in for a front wing. So everyone else at least has to come in, too.
Right.
We don't want. No one's gonna win.
No, we're not gonna bet on somebody to win. That doesn't make any sense.
No.
Yes. I don't want.
Without Max, does anyone have nice odds without Max?
Well, everybody has nice odds. Well, no, because it's just the Mercedes. It's just the Mercedes.
Well, they're plus 240, plus 375. Those aren't terrible odds. You are, but is it worth saying maybe it's not a Merc that's in P2? But then who is it?
Lando.
Alonso's plus 500. Lando's plus 500. You're saying Lando out of 10th over Piastri in 6th?
No.
In the same car?
Okay. So. Piastri, a lot of talk out of Japan that he didn't manage his tires well. That's the thing that he's got to learn, right? He's got to figure out how to manage his tires. That's the superior. That's the element of superiority that Norris seems to have, which is kind of crazy to say. So. Think about that on balance, that right now within the McLaren camp, they're like, yo, Oscar is so fast that really the only difference between the two at this point is that Lando just has the experience and the wherewithal to manage his tires better. And we saw that in Japan. Like he just, they were fighting like for probably a little bit too long for our, because we were on them. We're like, let Lando go. He's way faster. Right. But he just was managing his tires way better. He had way more grip. He had way more speed at that point. Now, it's a mandatory three-stopper. So,
yes.
Technically, you get some built-in management of your tires, right? It's not like he has to go save wild. Them for as long. So, plus 750, dude, like maybe that's an interesting bet to make.
I mean, we're talking flyers here. Is that less of a flyer than the under 6 seconds?
Yeah, I like the under 6 seconds because it's just like you get the field. Technically, like if the idea is to be somewhat of a fade or a hedge on Max absolutely dominating to the point, like again, I can only see him not leading after lap 10 because something happens to him.
Because George took him out.
Right. I don't know how else it could happen. Right.
But then Lewis doesn't win the race by 6 seconds or 7 seconds.
Nobody
like
does.
It's a tight.
Like nobody does. Like nobody does. Right. So that
and Checo's too far back to even threaten that he would take over as the Max Verstappen.
And there's no point. So there's.
I think I like that better.
Okay. Yeah.
I think I like the under six better than Oscar. Like Oscar also has to get Charles.
Yeah. Like that bet lives, even if Max decides to pit and go for fastest lap or something at the end of the race, which is, we've seen him do it. I mean,
so you're suggesting that he's going to have the championship locked up,
yeah,
the constructors locked up,
and, he's going to
say, "I want that extra point."
Let's think about this. If anybody ever to be in a race car, could you rule that out?
For Max, no.
He's a psychopath.
If anything, there's what are we risking? We've already won it all. Like, let me go get that point.
Exactly, right?
Yeah.
He would literally do that.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Fuck it, dude. Let's do that.
You're sold on it. Okay.
Yeah. Let's do the three. Well, I mean, I love a 750 and Oscar. I like this. This feels like it could happen. Oscar's like, we're throwing a flyer.
Yeah.
Maybe Oscar finishes too.
Big time. Yeah. Okay. Okay, go read them back to me.
Okay, so we got, the slip. We do odds order in the lines, right? So we've got both McLarens in the top 10, minus 250. We've got Red Bull, either car, to be leading lap 10, minus 225. We've got Leclerc in the top 6 at minus 110. And we've got the winning margin under 6 seconds at plus 500. So, easy one first, $50 on the flyer, right? Or do you want 100? Ooh, is that easy? I think... 50. Ooh.
No, 50.
50.
50.
50.
50.
50. 50. 50. 50.
Okay, Leclerc. I'm just playing on the menu. Is it okay? Hold on. Minus 110.
Could you hear it?
No.
Okay.
I didn't hear it. And then winning margin.
Okay, man.
Okay. So, 50 on the plus 5 hundo. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm plugging in.
We feel the best about the Red Bull.
I'm plugging in 600 on that right now. Just so, like, I'm just throwing that out there. Like, how is that not minimum 600? Okay, maybe it's 550. Let me see what that looks like.
Hear me out. I had 550 in mind because I like when it's clean. Minus 225, 550. What's that, $200?
It's like, it's like 794, but I don't know how it's not actually just rounded to 8. Okay, McLaren. So 400 left.
Got,
and you're doing...
Do we just go 2 and 2? Or do we try to play around with the fact that the lines are different?
Yeah, let's do a little bit here. Let's go 250, 150?
250, 250, so you make the 100 on the McLaren.
Right.
250 and then 150.
Yeah.
To make just over $100 on Leclerc, that makes $200. No, that makes $100 too. Or all our payouts, just $100 on the long ones, basically.
Well, it's over 100 for Leclerc because it ends up being 286.
Just over.
Okay, so let's look at this. On balance, it's a 17, so it's a 70% profit slip, but half of that
with the winning margin.
Yeah, so it's pretty well being fueled by that.
Do we take? Oh, do we take the McLaren off?
That's what I was thinking.
Do we take the Leclerc, or do we take the Leclerc off?
Like, okay. Chaps, I'm just going to say.
What has more inherent risk in your head? A two-car bet that needs both cars, or picking one driver to do something specifically? Or are they kind of balanced?
Well, so I think we're almost... Oddly enough, I think we're almost even, because Leclerc only has the one position to play with, whereas McLaren start in the points and have all 10. That's the hardest part of
both cars.
Yeah, but you need
both
cars.
You have something go wrong. You have double the chance for something to go wrong with one car.
I'm going to take McLaren off the slip.
If nothing else, maybe just because it's the longer line.
Shorter line. I'll take McLaren off
the slip. I'm just going to say them both.
I'm gonna I'll say it. Like, we have Leclerc now to finish in the top 6, which I don't think is a, I think it's a good bet. Like, I we talked about it. Like, I love the rationale for it. And I don't like not diversifying. But like, would you be
Is two bets
okay? So we lost all our money in Spa because we took a chance. We were like, we think it's going to rain. We think the McLarens have set their cars up to do that. We dumped on them and we played the coin flip game that you talked about earlier, and we lost because it didn't rain.
If I may, we had a three-sided coin and we bet on two of those sides.
Yes.
Because we saw the sprint and it rained, and McLaren was set up for the rain, and we saw Piastri do wonders in the sprint. Today, we're not making that mistake. We're here recording before the sprint. We're not letting that
influence
ruin our eyeballs.
Exactly, yeah. Right?
Yeah.
So we were pissed off about the result because we didn't think that we covered ourselves off effectively because we dumped on one bet and played that game where you take a chance on the environmental factors influencing the outcome of the race. If we dump on Red Bull to be leading after lap 10, in which seems like the most obvious bet that we've come across maybe this season. It just happened in Suzuka, mm-hmm. and it was like we didn't even realize we won after 10 laps. We're like,
literally, it was lap 13. Lap. I was like, oh shit, yeah, lap 10 passed.
Yeah. Like, so I don't, like, you think about the factors, like Max wins in the sprint and then what, has no incentive to go and win the race. Even then, do you think that the Mercedes are ahead of him after lap 10? I don't know. I don't think there's anything that they can do. Like, we know that they're only there because of
certain things. They inherited those spots.
That's the best part. Is like, they're not even really showing good. So they're not quick at the beginning because they struggle to get their tires in the right window. They're only in the position to overtake Max potentially because of inheriting those spots. So like, you've got all of these different factors. Never mind the fact that like, you just have the best car and the best driver of all time, theoretically.
Not all time, but today.
Well, like, I don't know, dominant. I'm talking dominance, like, theoretically, right? No. Just let me have my thing. That's what I'm saying. Doesn't matter. So, if we dump and we lose, are you that upset?
But what are you saying? Only on dumping one or keeping Leclerc? Like, are you saying we go down to one bet in the flyer or two bets in the flyer?
I'm saying we have the one bet that's a flyer and we just dump, like, I don't know.
You want to go everything on Red Bull leading lap 10.
Okay, so you bet 900, you win. So we can go for a quick 30%. 900 returns 1300. If you want to, like, if we're just like, if we think disaster hits and we just somehow squeeze out with $600 because we've got the under 6 seconds winning margin. Like, that would be horrible. Like, if Max isn't leading after lap 10 and we got to, like, wait the whole race to see if the winning margin is less than 6 seconds, that's like that's a horrible spot to be in, obviously. I get that. But.
Well, yeah. But also, we wouldn't be dead until.
Until the end. Like, I guess my point is, like, would you feel. So the risk is that you lose everything. Like, would you feel. If Max isn't winning
after lap 10. If we lost everything. I think I would be upset if we went in on one bet and lost everything again. And then Sunday I'd be like, well, why the like we should alert. We knew to diversify.
I guess my argument is this the same thing?
I'm not disagreeing with you.
Yeah.
Like,
it's not the same thing.
I'm putting myself in that.
Yeah. Like, I don't think it's the same
thing. It's not because we're all on one team.
Yeah. I don't think it's the same thing. Like, it's not the same thing as Spa because the obvious factor is with this bet, you take the best team and the best driver versus two car, one driver and one car, and they're the best versus a team that was like up and coming, but there's still some question marks. A team that we knew there were questions about how they were setting up their car, and we understood exactly why they were doing what they did. I guess like I was more mad at us for making those Spa bets than I've ever been losing a bet because we were right in our analysis, but we were just playing. We were playing like I said, sort of like a coin flip game. We were playing an odds game.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if we're doing that here. Like you said it earlier when you mentioned you can't handicap the race assuming a car is going to come out. So we can't just assume that Max is going to come out of the race. He's never done that. If he doesn't come out of the race, then we can't come up with a scenario in which he's not leading up. Like, I hate doing this because I feel like I'm talking.
Is that just Okay.
Is this a really dangerous game to
We're
play?
talking it out.
Yeah.
I'm devil's advocate.
Yeah,
Is
do
it
it.
dangerous that our bet is a weeds bet? Like, does that maybe that's part of what I'm
I
feeling?
don't know if it is
That
though.
it's
Like,
not we're not like on a team matchup, which we were. McLaren was a team matchup in Spa and that lost. But this is like we got two weeds bets here. A lead a lap number and an under a winning
are we
margin.
just taking what the board is giving us? I mean, we jump on here. They've
That's
got
true.
these
That's true.
concerns
There's no team
about
matches.
tire
There's no
life.
groups.
They right, like they take everything off the board for us. Like, do we just go and we exploit what they give us? Like, is that
So
not
you're suggesting 900 and 100.
900 and 100? This
And then
thing,
what's the
like,
total?
well, the total is like nothing essentially. It's so the total
If
is,
we win both.
not, well, we're not going to win both. It's 1900 if we win both. We're not doing that, obviously,
You
but
can win. Well, you could
you
win
could
both.
win both. Like, let's not worry about that. All you need to worry about is
Yeah.
we're betting $900 on Red Bull to be leading after lap 10. Red Bull,
And so if
leader after
that
lap
wins, what's
10
that payout?
teams. It pays 1300. It's a thir you just like what we're doing is we're just like I you're really sure that you're going to make 30% essentially.
Well, 20%. Because then let's assume the other one loses. We lose $100.
No. It's 1300. So you get your 30%. It's 900 to win 1300. So you win over
But then
$1,000.
we lose 100 on the winning margin, I'm saying.
No, but that's the I'm saying the total return. The
If
to
you lose the winning margin's 1300?
yeah. If you lose the winning margin, it's still we make 1300.
Okay.
So it's
Okay. Okay.
30%. It's
Yeah,
a
cool.
30% return on one bet that we can't come up like barring I don't know. Who knows? Like, I don't know. Maybe his car could explode in the sprint race and they don't have a car and then he can't race. I don't know. Like that there's another session that exists. There's two other sessions in between now and then, theoretically. Anybody else's car could explode. I don't know. Right?
I do a huge factor of why I love the Red Bull leading is the fact that it's the Mercedes behind him.
That's
Because if they do get him
Man, if
early,
it was the Ferrari, like I
they
know.
cannot hold him.
If it was the
Yeah.
Ferrari, I would be like, I still love the bet, right? But I would be like,
Also,
let's think about it. Like, yeah.
this is in Monza where Ferrari has top line speed on a power track that they can hold off the Red Bull for 15 laps.
No.
Like,
Like this is
okay, you know what? You know what? We're
Yeah.
also up against the clock because I think they're going to take the odds down when the sprint starts like in 10 minutes,
Yeah,
right?
no, there's a
So
delay,
let's
but
do
yeah,
it.
you're good.
Let's do it.
Okay, I'm plugged,
Yeah.
I'm hitting it. So Red
Yeah.
Bull, leader after 10 laps, team.
Either car, leader after 10 laps.
Qatar Grand Prix. I'm looking, like I see it.
Make
It
sure
says
it doesn't say sprint.
Qatar Grand Prix.
Okay.
Right? I'm just making sure now. I'm not fucking triple guessing. So the because you were having Qatar Grand Prix sprint. If you click on the bet,
Well, because, yeah.
it shows
Well,
a
let's see. Yeah.
it
Does it
says
say
it says sprint, it
sprint?
says sprint. Yeah, on the prop
Okay.
itself. Okay, we got it.
Okay. Okay.
So Red Bull leader after lap 10 team. Qatar Grand Prix, $900 at minus 225. I don't get it. And then we've got the under 6 seconds winning margin at the Qatar Grand Prix, plus 500. We're going to put 100 on that just to.
$100.
It's a little hedge.
Last thing I'll say. Last devil's advocate.
Yep, say
I
it,
hate
dude.
myself if I didn't say it. Do we love the Red Bull? Just do we love it more because we found a weird, like the line doesn't make sense more than we like the actual Red Bull leading the. No, I like Red Bull leading the
I
race.
like both, I guess. Like, I don't know. I like the fact that we found something that seems a
We
little bit
fell in love
weird.
with this. We fell in love with this because we saw the lines didn't make sense. Like really, right?
Yeah, but is
Transparency.
that not the reason to take a like that's the reason to exploit something, is it not?
Is that not the reason we turn our cameras and mics on? That's
Yeah.
kind of what we
So,
do here.
okay, how about this, Chad?
Yeah.
I'll tell you this.
Yeah,
Okay,
actually.
remember earlier in the year when we looked at the book and we opened it up and it was like for some reason both McLarens to classify were like minus 250. Do you remember
Yes,
that?
I remember
And we
that.
were like,
Yep.
okay, well, let's look. Lando didn't come out of the first race. Piastri came out of one of the races with like damage, and then they hadn't been out of a race since then. And we
And
were
I
like,
believe they finished like 13th and
buddy,
14th that
the
week or
first
something
thing that
like.
happened was Lewis went into the back, or Lando went into the back of Lewis, and we're like, oh my God. And then he just finished the race because he just replaced his wing. And then we looked at each other and we were like, we should have just put like $800 on that. Like, why? That was seemed
When we
like,
see
and then,
it.
man, it never, I've looked at it every single time. And I haven't seen a both cars to classify bet be like less than minus 450. Like
Right.
nothing's been longer than minus 450. They just shortened them up. And they should, because look at how reliable the cars have become.
In this era?
In this era, which is excellent. Like, I love it. I would much rather cars
finish the race. Imagine doing this show back when just half the cars wouldn't finish.
Mayhem, right? It would be insane.
You have to guess who loses a bolt.
So that's exploiting a line. And is this not the same thing? Like, I don't – so we're not missing something here. Like, if you go and look again at Max to be leading after lap 10, is it minus 275 or minus 250 or whatever it is? It doesn't matter. It's a shorter off.
Yeah, it was longer.
It's shorter.
I get confused with the minus.
It doesn't make any sense. Like, we can agree.
He's minus 275.
We're not missing something here. Like, this doesn't make any sense. It's the same bet. You actually get an extra car.
I'm in. Let's do it.
Okay,
I'm in.
I'll play some of the bets now. Red Bull, leader after 10 laps. Place bet. Oh, my God. Needs to be approved by... They won't let... Okay, that's hilarious. Okay. Part of your bet needs to be approved by a trader. A 980 will be placed now. 20 needs to be approved. That's fine.
That's fine.
Yeah. And that's... They'll approve it. You know what that means? The flags are going up.
We're on to something.
The flags are going up. They're going to 100% they adjust those odds. 100% they adjust those odds. Oh, it's actually the winning margin. Sorry, I take it back. Never mind. Nope. That's hilarious.
Because we have too much money on winning margin?
Yeah, I don't know.
Interesting. Do I say that in our posts?
They approved it anyway. It doesn't matter.